Ontario is prepared for an increase in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, Premier Doug Ford said Friday, but he wouldn't say yet if he will reintroduce any public health measures to respond to it. The province reported 667 people in hospital with COVID-19 on Friday, the second day in a row that number has increased. Ontario also reported 2,761 new cases of COVID-19, but the province's top doctor has said the actual number is likely 10 times higher than the daily log, since access to PCR testing is restricted. Another indicator public health experts are using to track COVID-19 activity is wastewater data, and that suggests cases have been on the rise since early to mid-March. Ford said Ontario has taken a very cautious approach to reopening, as one of the last jurisdictions in North America to lift mask mandates, a move that took effect Monday. But when asked at a news conference Friday if he would reintroduce restrictions to respond to a surge, he wouldn't say. "Let's continue making sure that we move forward in a cautious way," he said. "Let's talk about that. If God forbid that ever happens," at the time. Health Minister Christine Elliott said the Chief Medical Officer of Health predicted that COVID-19 activity would increase as restrictions were loosened. "We are confident that we have the capabilities in our hospitals to be able to take care of anyone who needs a hospital bed or needs to be in intensive care," she said. "But this increase is something that was suggested we would see in any event, so it's not surprising to us at all." Ford and Elliott said Ontario is well positioned to deal with increasing cases because of a robust hospital capacity, the availability of antiviral treatments, and the province's high vaccination rate. "Ontario can ramp up to 3,000 ICU beds," Ford said. But frontline physician Dr. Michael Warner said that's not so simple. "Those of us who actually work in ICUs know that ramping up to 3,000 beds is not only impossible, but a dangerous thing to say," tweeted Warner, a critical care doctor at Toronto's Michael Garron Hospital. "It provides false reassurance that we have the person power to manage a surge of that size. Also keep in mind that approximately 30% of COVID ICU patients die. There are 161 people with COVID-19 in intensive care units. 15 more COVID-19 deaths were reported Friday. Almost 90% of residents aged 5 and older have at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 86.4% have at least two. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 25, 2022. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.